Locker Room Chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA 103.9. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're talking about the Troy Trojans, and we're joined now by the girls' basketball coach. That is Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats as well. The Trojans off to a 2-0 start, beating Hiawatha last week, and then Jackson Heights on Tuesday night, 60-37. Coach, obviously, first time we spoke a week ago, no games in. Now you're 2-0, and getting ready for Riverside on Friday. How do you feel about the first week and change of the season?
Yeah, happy to be 2-0 against two quality opponents. The difference in both of those games was really just one quarter. We outscored Hiawatha 18-5 in the second quarter, and so we won that quarter by 13 and ended up winning the game 47-34. So for three quarters, that was a pretty even ball game. And I think Hiawatha is going to be better than people think. They showed that last night, I think, with a nice win against Horton. Pretty impressive win there. And then last night against Jackson Heights, it was the first quarter, our first home game. We really came out smoking. Got a 28-10 lead after the first quarter. And then the rest of that game was pretty even against the Jackson Heights team. And I know we have to face again later, and it'll probably be a lot closer game. But we were just ultra hot last night, including Harper, which we'll talk about probably in a minute. But two great wins to start the season.
Yeah, Harper indeed. Harper Wettstein, sensational guard. And got to touch up on where she's been here through the first couple games. And she goes for 29 in the opener against Hiawatha, and then 37 on a Tuesday night against Jackson Heights, including 20 points in the first quarter. Obviously, we knew about her, you know, play and how good she was and has been over the last year or two, but obviously a dynamite start for her, and she's had a couple monster games.
Yeah, I mean, a great first half, probably one of the best offensive first half. Probably the best offensive first half I've ever seen by a Troy girl, and I've been doing this for 28 years, and ended up with 37, and of course I told her, you know, 37 is disappointing after 20 points this quarter. Had 29.5. We were 6 out of 7 from the 3-point line in the first half, went 5 out of 7 from 2, and then made one free throw in the first half. And you know, missed a couple, you know, got out of that zone a little bit, cooled her off at halftime, but it was a great performance, you know, and she had some good teammates there, passed her the ball, executed pretty well on the offensive end, but dynamite performance and a dynamite start for her. And you know, our other girls know that one of these nights when she's not on or a team's really, really focused in on her, that we're going to have to step up. Our other girls haven't shot the ball real well in the first two games.
How about collectively what you've seen on the defensive side? You hold Hiawatha, you mentioned they're going to be a team that's maybe better than expected and had a good win against Horton this week, but you hold them to 34 and then, you know, Jackson Heights to 37, so you keep a couple teams in the 30s here to start. So defensively, I would think you feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, pretty impressive, especially our press in those two quarters where we had big quarters, toss some turnovers, and we got some layups and baskets off of that. Our man-to-man defense that we've mixed in maybe half the time, 50-50, maybe zone man, has needed some work, and we got some things to clean up there. But pretty good job of defensive rebounding also, even though we're a pretty small team. Pretty good job on the board so far, too, so I like what I see on that end.
Now you get ready for Riverside on Friday. You know, you look back and last year, these two teams in different leagues, and now all of a sudden back in the Northeast Kansas League, Riverside coming over from the Big 7, now the Big East, and of course you guys over in the TVL now taking part in the NEKL. So you see Riverside for the first time as league opponents here in 2024, and they lost their first game of the season, but again, they have been as good as any team we've had in our area over the last couple of years, back-to-back runner-up finishes at the 2A state tournament. Coach Burns doing a great job there, but they obviously had to replace some really big-time players. And what do you see from this Riverside team as they kind of transition into a new look here in 24-25?
Hey, yeah, Coach Burns has done a great job with them, but you know, the cover wasn't there when he came over. He had some great players. They lost a couple of those, but they still got some left, and they still have kind of that winning culture they've created the last two seasons. So we've opened with them the last 2 years. 2 years ago, we lose by 6 on our home floor to them, and then last year we go to their place and lose by 3. And you know, they ended up having a great season. So we look back on those games and think, you know, hey, we held our own with the 2A runner up, you know, in the state, and had a chance to win both those games. But they also kind of left a little bad taste in our mouth as well, as we did play them so close in the first game of the year the last 2 years. So this is one we really kind of want, kind of a county rivalry game. And we felt like we've been close the last couple of years, and we need to get over the hump this year against them.
Excited for this one on Friday night. It'll be our feature game on 103.9. Troy hosting Riverside as these two teams now fighting out in the Northeast Kansas League. That is Derek Jasper, Troy girls coach, joining us here. And we always appreciate the time, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man.